It's the attorney Tom Gannon, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Live from Bridgeport on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm really excited. Sorry, Jerry, I could talk to you all day and your beautiful wife, Trudy. We are live here actually at Frankie's Diner for the Diner Tour, and we're in Bridgeport. This is such a special place, Frankie's, and obviously Bridgeport is very special to WICC and our entire team. And as I walked in, so I noticed you guys in the parking lot immediately, and I don't know what made me think there was something special going on. Weird. The good Lord, whatever. Not weird, Jerry. I thought you guys seemed like you were doing something special, and my hunch was right. What are you celebrating today?
Our 54th anniversary.
That's beautiful.
Wedding anniversary.
What am I supposed to give her on the 54th?
I guess a live interview with WICC at the diner.
Nothing beats that.
I mean, I'm sure there's many things.
I'm an avid listener of WICC, especially your show. I wake up many times in the morning.
So you're hanging out with me and Trudy.
Yes,
Jerry.
You know, what's
That's
amazing
cool.
is...
That's a great dynamic
duo. When I hear
duo.
You on the radio, I couldn't relate to what you look like.
What'd you think I looked like? I want to hear that. That sounds hilarious.
Well, I really I didn't have a picture of you. And then
Do you think I was a brunette?
No, I
get that a lot.
I had no idea. But then I see you today, I said, my gosh, what a beautiful lady.
Oh, thank you so much, Jerry.
So,
I appreciate that.
So yeah. My wife better watch it.
Trudy, he's lying to you, just so you know. He's being crazy.
I love my wife.
54 years is a beautiful thing. And and to celebrate it here at Frankie's is really cool. Now, is Frankie's a really special place to you guys?
Pardon me?
Frankie's, the diner, is it really special here for you?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And the owner, who is so kind because it's our 54th anniversary, he's picking up the tab.
That guy over there, Nick. Nick's the best. There he is. Look at him with his coffee. You look like you own a diner, Nick, with your coffee in your hand. You're like the poster child. He is amazing, though.
Yeah.
Frankie's is such a special place. I was saying to Nick before that this is a diner that is very near and dear to my mom and my grandmother. They both used to be registered nurses at Bridgeport Hospital, and this was like their spot to go to. What would you say are some either memories or standout moments you remember spending here at Frankie's? Why do you think it's such a special place? You know, I know I'm really putting you on the spot there, Jerry.
No, you're not. You'll never get me on the spot. No, we used to come with some dear friends, and you know, after we'd go out, and then we'd come here and we'd eat, and we would order so much food, and you know, just have a good time. We'd dance. We didn't care.
Oh, I love that. Now, Trudy, you gave me a really great recommendation. What is your go-to meal here at Frankie's?
Oh, definitely the Belgian waffle.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's something I never make at home, number one.
That's for sure.
I love it with fruit.
Jerry, I literally cannot wait to reach 54 years with Derek. You're giving me so much to like look forward to. I can't wait. Oh,
really?
Oh yeah, no, I'm serious. I think you're hysterical. So continue on, Trudy. Yes, why the Belgian waffles?
Well, I just love it, and it has to be with fruit. And I like honey. I'm loving honey.
Oh, I love.
I don't
honey.
Use maple Ate syrup.
It. Oh, I knew there was something sweet about her. So, of course. Oh, so, God. There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
That's wow. I love that.
Favorite.
So, you don't use... That's interesting. So, you don't use maple syrup. You use honey instead. Yeah. I'll have to try that.
No. I hate honey. You can't beat maple syrup from Vermont, the real stuff.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. So, which do you use then? Maple syrup or do you use honey or nothing?
I use maple syrup, but I can't get her to buy... the natural. She buys me, artificial.
Trudy, I'll help you out if you want. I got a lot of connections to Vermont after living there for 10 years. I'll get you the Vermont maple syrup.
There.
Then Jerry might just calm down a little bit. Maybe I'll get you that for your 54th wedding anniversary.
You'll do what?
I'll get you some maple syrup
really?
From Vermont. Yeah, I've got people.
You got
connections.
People. Yeah,
what do you think?
Do.
You're the only one that's connected
well,
here?
Here?
I got stuff going on.
You're here with all these people, your crew.
Well, yeah, they're the real superstars. They're the ones who are making it happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not like the squad, right? We hope. It's not like AOC and that.
We are nice and local and fun.
Yeah.
And
we don't talk politics, but...
We don't really do that on the morning show too much. We really don't.
No.
Yeah. But if you want to call in this afternoon and talk to Paul, you go right ahead. Paul Pacelli would love to talk to you.
All I want to say is... I know you can't talk politics, but I can.
You
Mr.
could.
Mr. T is my man.
Okay. Well, we love hearing that, and I love that you guys wanted to come to Frankie's and celebrate
Thank
and that you,
you
were willing
so
to come on
much.
The air.
He's throwing us off the air now.
Am I throwing you off? No. Unfortunately, yeah. My producer is saying wrap it because I've got to go to traffic and weather and news.
All right. I'll
it's
be
not
listening
me.
To you tomorrow.
It's the
well,
way
Melissa,
the schedule
it was,
works.
It was really enjoyable.
Yeah. You guys
and
are really
thank
enjoyable.
Thank you for letting us
yeah, we appreciate
do what
this
we did.
So
You're
much.
So welcome and happy 54th wedding anniversary. And thank you so much.
Again.
Absolutely.
Thank
and thanks
you.
For celebrating Frankie's. I love you guys too. Absolutely. I'll work on that maple syrup though.
Okay. Yes.
I'll get it. I'll work on it, Jerry. I'm on it. Don't
well,
worry.
Well, how will you find me though?
I'm Melissa in the morning. I'll find you. Don't worry. I'll okay. literally get in time. My people will call your people.
And
absolutely.
I love when you out. Say my people.
Because it's me and myself and probably Chase at home at
and
some
our
point.
Our last name for a little
yes, you tell me. Yes.
It's pronounced Vezina because he's French-Canadian.
Don't give our last name on the air. People are looking for
Canada.
Me.
Too late. Got it. Going to find you. I'm going to send you the maple syrup.
The top goalie every year is given the Vezina Ice
yes.
Trophy.
Yes.
Just a
little bit. And I love that you knew I would love that. See, Trudy and I tell you, I have that connection right
come
as
on,
we
listen,
in this
did
morning.
You really know about the trophy? And the
Are you do you listen to my show? Of course I did. I'm a hockey nut. There it is. Trudy's got it. Jerry, okay. I'm telling you. Maybe you're going to have to wait for that maple syrup for like a month after that
no,
comment.
No,
we're
no,
see.
No. I take it back.
You guys are a joy. Congratulations
okay,
and thank
well,
you.
Have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Okay.
You guys are the best.
This beautiful diner.
Yes. We love Frankie's.
Thanks to the
great.
Owner.
Thank you. Yes. We are live at Frankie's Diner continuing our diner
name?
Tour. Nick.
Nick. I want to thank you, Nick.
And we all want
to
thank
hold,
you. Too.
I'm going to hold you to that. That you're paying for our breakfast.
He's a hoot. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to continue on with some really great guests and really great
Good.
Content
we'll
going
let
on
them
all
come.
Morning long. You were kicking it off this morning, Jerry. We so appreciate it. And we're going to continue this morning in Bridgeport live from Frankie's Diner.